Ron Schuring is a political science professor at UConn. He says it's always difficult to get voters to turn out for an August primary.
I'm hearing estimates that turnout would be something on the order of 85,000 votes, which is very, very low.
But Schuring says the outcome of this GOP election between Foley and McKinney really depends on what parts of the state get the lowest turnout.
If McKinney can draw from his Fairfield County base and get some of those economically conservative but socially more moderate Republican voters to turn out, and turnout is low elsewhere around the state, that works well for him. If turnout is generally low, Foley has the advantage of name recognition, and that will work for him. And there, it's almost idiosyncratic. You just have to see who can pull out their core of loyal supporters. Foley has the basic core of supporters that comes with getting the party's endorsement, the Republican town committees across the state and so forth. And so in a very low turnout election, where turnout is low across the state, that would work for him. But again, if it has a differential impact, it might work for McKinney.
An issue of concern to many voters expected to turn out is gun control, specifically opposition to the stricter gun law passed in Connecticut following the 2012 school shooting in Newtown. Foley is critical of the law, while McKinney voted for it. Schuring says this might actually help McKinney if he can make it past the primary to face incumbent Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy in November.
Because he can appeal to people who have strong feelings in support of gun safety legislation. That would be a problem for Mr. Foley and a main advantage for the governor in that campaign. In the primary, however, we'll just have to wait and see. I think in Fairfield County and some of the other more affluent, socially liberal, but Republican-leaning communities around the state, the gun issue will be an advantage for McKinney.
During the campaign, Foley has tried to paint McKinney, a 16-year veteran of the General Assembly, as a Hartford political insider like Malloy. He's also accused McKinney of supporting tax increases and spending policies that have hurt the state's economy. Foley contends that he has 35 years of business experience that will enable him better control state spending and cut taxes. Schuring says this might not sway voters.
There's not a whole lot of evidence, I don't think, that people with great business experience do a terrific job once they get into government.
On his part, McKinney has criticized Foley for failing to be specific in his proposals for the state. But during their last forum together, both candidates said they feel good about their chances of winning. Foley, the party-endorsed candidate, says he doesn't believe McKinney's criticisms have eroded his support in the party. But McKinney, who's received more endorsements from major Connecticut newspapers than Foley, said he believes momentum is building on his side. Both pledged to support whoever of the two of them wins the GOP primary. Ebong Udama, WSH News.